Welcome to Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. Well, in 1 Corinthians 5:12, Paul tells us we are to judge those within the church. Yet in Romans 14:13, there he says we are not to judge one another. Now, John, that sounds like a contradiction, at least on the surface. In what way, if any, are Christians to judge one another?
It was Jesus, you remember, who said, "Judge not, lest you be judged." And then, in the same sermon, the Sermon on the Mount, he turned right around and said, you better judge those false teachers. You better judge them, because you need to discern whether they're true or not. Judge them by their fruits. Look at their lives. So what do you mean? If Jesus says, "Judge not, lest you be judged," and turns right around and says, "You better judge false teachers," how are we to reconcile those things in the same way that you commented on those various scriptures? The answer is this: you can't render the final verdict. That's what Jesus was condemning with the Pharisees. Stop judging in the sense that you think you're the final court, that you think you're the final judge. You're not. But that's very different than discerning truth from error, deceivers from truth tellers, true prophets from false prophets. And furthermore, we are clearly to judge sin in each other's lives, not in the divine sense, but in the discerning sense. What is the first instruction to the church our Lord gave? If you see someone in sin, go to them, confront them, take two or three witnesses, tell the church, confront sin. Discernment, yes. Final verdict on people's lives, that's for God.
All right, thanks, John, and thank you for listening to Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. For more in-depth teaching, or if you have a question for John, visit MacArthurCommentaries.com.